Listener Production.
G'day, Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. Hamilton Island has transitioned to a fully cashless environment, confirming it no longer accepts cash at any of its outlets, which has sparked fury online. In a statement, the move was blamed on the closure of the island's bank branch in 2021. A spokesperson for the privately owned island says they remain committed to providing convenience and secure payment options for guests. The website also states cash deposits and withdrawals can be made using the bank at post service at the island's post office on Front Street. Nonetheless, their Facebook page has been flooded with comments of people vowing never to return to the island again. The Premier is doubling down, saying Facebook and Instagram is propagating youth crime. Meta refutes those claims, though, saying that crime content does get taken down. But Stephen Miles says once asked, the social media giant can take up to a year to remove problem posts.
And that's a year that that video is sitting there, allowing that young person to boast about it. It's a year that that video is sitting there teaching other young people how to commit violent crimes against Queensland.
And it's not just the Mackay and Whitsundays region currently suffering from a scarcity of teachers. Queensland Teachers Union Vice President Leah Olsen says it's a global issue. She also says our teacher shortage is the product of chronic underfunding in state schools for more than a decade.
And every year we do see some resignations and retirements, of course, and that's what happens in any profession. But what's really crucial right now is that we keep the teachers and school leaders that we have.
Just briefly updating some local sport, the Mackay Magpies Football Club are preparing to play in round 5 of the Regional Queensland Kappa Cup. With the date now set, the team finished their weekend game against the Mackay Rangers 0-0, with the teams facing off in a penalty shootout. The Magpies now take on Wide Bays across the Waves Football Club on Saturday.